This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. Some historians want to find a Navy vessel that's been missing for more than a century. The USS Alligator was an early submarine. The Union Navy built it during the Civil War. It was an iron tube less than 50 feet long, designed to sneak under enemy ships so that a diver could plant explosives. But the Alligator never fought before disappearing in 1863. Today, the search for the Alligator took NPR's Nell Boyce to the waters off North Carolina.
The USS Alligator looked like something right out of Jules Verne. She was so small that crew members had to crouch inside. Her propeller was turned by hand. She's rarely mentioned in history books, but she was Abraham Lincoln's secret weapon, built to sink the Confederacy's dangerous new ironclads. She was on her way to attack the port at Charleston, South Carolina, when the weather turned ugly. Michael Overfield works for the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration.
They had to cut her free so she wouldn't sink the USS Sumter, which was a ship that was towing her.
And so they cut her free, and then what happened? Did they see her go down?
We don't know what happened. They lost sight of her, so they don't know whether she sank right away or she floated for a while in the Gulf Stream.
Overfield is chief scientist in the government's search for the Alligator, which was the first underwater craft to have all kinds of innovations found on modern subs. The search is a long shot. If the Alligator floated, she could be anywhere. But Overfield's team thinks she sank fast, and they think they know where. We're headed to the spot, 30 miles off Ocracoke, North Carolina, aboard an Office of Naval Research ship. Experts have used historical documents and computer models to recreate the Alligator's last moments. They think she's somewhere in this 150-square-mile chunk of ocean. We arrive at a site that scientists have previously scanned with sonar. Those images showed about a dozen intriguing features on the bottom, 250 feet down. The researchers want to check them out with a device that looks like a small torpedo. It's a magnetometer. It measures magnetic fields to detect hunks of metal. Richard Densman works for a company called ICSI. He says this one is so sensitive, it can spot all kinds of things.
So let's see, car engine blocks, washers, dryers, refrigerators. In this area, we'll probably see a lot of things. There's a lot of wrecks out here.
The crew lowers the magnetometer over the side. It looks like a big yellow fish caught on a line, then sinks out of sight. The ship drags it back and forth. 10 men gather inside the rocking boat to stare intently at a thin green line that wiggles across a computer screen. Everyone is silently waiting for a big spike that means metal. They do this for 2 hours. It's like the world's most boring video game. Eventually, a grim humor sets in, and Overfield jokes about throwing metal overboard just so they can see something. The ship heads towards the last target of the day.
Inevitably, you spend an entire day doing survey, and you don't find anything until the last 3 minutes of the survey. So that's why I'm saving this one, so we could just go right over that, and we'll have a big spike and a big hooray.
That doesn't happen. As the ship heads home, the crew wonders if the probe was close enough to the seafloor. Overfield says people love to blame the equipment.
It's generally not the equipment. It's generally there was nothing there. And we just find it hard to believe.
Dark clouds start to gather, and the wind picks up. Hurricane Ophelia is threatening the rest of the mission, and it could be months before they're able to search again. Still, another ship that went out today will give the team thousands of new sonar images to sort through. And Overfield says looking for this lost piece of history is a far better gig than his previous career, managing hotels and sitting at a desk.
As long as there's a challenge to be had, I'm in the game. I don't give up easy. You know, that needle in a haystack search, you'll never find a needle if you don't look. And a lot of people just look at that stack and they say, I'm not willing to put in the time and effort to find that needle. Well, I am.
As we get close to land, he smokes a cigarette and watches the setting sun. Looking out at all the water stretching to the horizon, it's easy to imagine that the Alligator will stay lost for another 150 years. It's kind of crazy to search for such a small chunk of metal. Almost as crazy as the 19th century inventors who dared to build submarines. Nell Boyce, NPR News.
You can find blueprints of the USS Alligator and learn about its inventor by going to our website, npr.org.